ओम शांति। इट्स नाइस टू सी बाबा'स चिल्ड्रन ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड हैविंग कम टू मधुबन टू मीट बाप दादा, टू मीट द फैमिली, टू बी एट होम in Madhuban, because Madhuban is the home for all Brahmins. Madhuban is the real pilgrimage place for all Brahmins. And the routine which we follow in Madhuban does empower the soul very much. Even according to the biological clock, this routine is the best. Waking up at Amrit Vela is one of the greatest step to empowerment of the soul and the body. Sleeping by 10 o'clock and waking up before 4, so getting 5 to 6 hours of sleep at night is the best way for empowerment for body and soul. In the world today, everything is happening topsy-turvy. You know, there's a song in Hindi, very interesting song, which is of the youth of today, sleeping during the day and staying awake at night. Sleeping during the day and eating and drinking at night is a song. So this is the way of Kali Yuga. So they sleep late and wake up late. And there's also a very beautiful saying in the scriptures that when bhogis who are indulging in vices, when they go to sleep, at that time yogis wake up. For bhogis, time to sleep, and for yogis, time to wake up. Bhogis go to sleep by 4 o'clock, you know, 4 a.m. And yogis, what they do? 3 o'clock they go to sleep, bhogis. But yogis, we wake up at 3 o'clock. So what a difference. Many people question us, why do you all have to wake up so early? We say that that is the time when God is free for us. God is free for us. Usually during the daytime, the telephone is always engaged. But early hours of the morning, telephone is free. So for Baba also it is free. And that's the time for Brahmins to wake up and connect with Baba. So when bhogis are awake, the atmosphere is very contaminated, polluted, impure. And when they go to sleep, the atmosphere changes. And that becomes a pure atmosphere for yogis to wake up and meditate. Easier to meditate early in the morning than later on during the day. So this is the best way to empower the soul and the body. Even for the biological clock of the body, sleep early and wake up early. There's also a saying for that, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise. This saying is so beautiful, because in this way we keep ourselves healthy, we keep ourselves wealthy, we wake up early and then we can work hard. And we are wise too, because that's the time to really get wisdom. even during the whole cycle, we say golden age is the best time of the cycle. That's the early morning hours. Before that is Sangam Yuga. So Sangam Yuga is even better. But then golden age as well. And therefore, this is our first principle which Brahmins follow. Even in golden age, the deities follow this principle. They all wake up early, no? What she wants? What sister wants? Okay? Can't hear? Can't hear? Okay. Sit near the speaker. Yeah. There, speakers are on top. Yeah. Okay? Now okay? Yeah. But then Baba tells the difference that when Brahmins wake up and when deities wake up. Brahmins wake up with Baba waking up the children, God Himself waking up the children. The first thing when we wake up, we are awake. What is the first thing we do? Good morning, Baba. Yes. That's the first thing we do. We remember Baba. And how do deities wake up? They don't know Baba. They don't know Baba. So how they wake up? They wake up with the chirping of the birds. They wake up with the sounds of the different animals, the beautiful music of the birds and animals. So, we say there the birds and animals and the breeze, the cool breeze and the leaves moving, the sound made by nature, that wakes them up. That is their alarm clock. We have an alarm clock. But Brahmins, there are some Brahmins who say, we don't wake up with the help of alarm clock. Baba wakes us up. Who keep alarm clock for waking up? Acha? You don't wake up without the alarm clock? Only after the alarm clock rings you'll wake up? Huh? Before that, okay. Okay. Yeah. So Tamil you got? Tamil translation? Tamil, who need Tamil translation? Then Chinese translation? Chinese no need? Vietnamese translation, okay? The Chinese were standing down, no? No, okay. Vietnamese? Only Tamil and Vietnamese. And third? Portuguese. You got? Okay, everything okay? Good? All got translation? Thank you. Okay. So this is the best system which Baba has given to all the Brahmins. And we call this all as Brahmin culture. No more European culture, no more English culture, no more American culture, no more any country's culture. But what is our culture? Brahmin culture. Because we are becoming deities, so whatever will be the culture of the deities, that's what the Brahmins have to follow. And we Brahmins then become deities and then we continue with the same culture. Then secondly, what is other part of our culture which empowers us? It is the food. See the food which people eat in the world. So impure food. Not only it is tamoguni, tamopradhan, very impure, but also cooked. The way it is cooked, with impure vibrations, lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego, jealousy, hatred, what not. All these vibrations, they enter the food, and in that way the food is cooked. You know, we say there's a difference between the food we eat at home, the food we eat from a temple, you know, from the temple we get offerings, and the food we eat in a hotel. When you eat food in a hotel, in a restaurant, those people who cook, what is their thinking? What is their thinking? What vibrations they put in the food? That we are only workers here, we are earning for our livelihood. So maybe they are thinking about money, 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 you know, all the time. At home it is little better, because there the mother cooks, the wife cooks, or daughter, sister, whoever cooks. What vibrations she will put in the food, it is for my loved one. The mother cooks for the child. First thought which will come in her mind is what my child likes. So I cook for my child. This vegetable or this cereal or whatever, this is, will not be liked by my child. So I will not cook that. I will cook only what my child likes. So there the vibrations are thinking of human beings. In the hotel, in the restaurant, the vibrations are money, money, you know. They're going to earn for their livelihood. Now, mother does not think of cooking for the sake of earning livelihood, but she has love for her family. And with that love, she cooks, but again, it is loving human beings. And then in a temple, also you get offerings, no? So in a temple, those who cook, they are supposed to remember their God, their personal God, for whomever they are cooking, for whomever they are going to give offering. So they cook for that one. And then it is offered to the gods, and then it is eaten by the devotees. So we say it is much better than food cooked at home. And food cooked at home is much better than food cooked in the restaurant. But what about food when you are cooking yourself in Baba's remembrance and with that love for Baba, you know who God is. You know how this becomes like Brahma Bhojan, and you cook with those pure vibrations, vibrations of purity, and then you eat. So how purified the mind becomes. Again Baba says, you are greater than the deities. How? Because there's a saying in bhakti that even the deities are always wishing to eat Brahma Bhojan. They always wish to eat Brahma Bhojan, because there they will get deity Bhojan. The deity cooks will cook for them. Maybe that will also be cooked with love for the masters. They won't have love for God anyway. They don't know God. But again it will be cooked in remembrance of deities. It is better than cooking in remembrance of human beings, so their deity is so much better. But again, they don't know God, and therefore that food will not be Brahma Bhojan. And that's why the saying that deities are always hungry to eat Brahma Bhojan. You know, then Baba sometimes says deities and Brahmins meet in the subtle regions, and the deities are wanting to eat Brahma Bhojan, which has come from Sangam Yug in the subtle regions to offer to the deities. So the Brahmins and deities meet in subtle regions. Baba mentions this sometimes in the Murli. So it's all visions, through visions. But again, food which we eat in, and first of all cook in Baba's remembrance, become such pure food. Each grain of that food gives so much power to the body and the soul. And then little ahead we go, then the company. You say you are known by the company you keep. And who's our greatest companion? Who's our greatest companion? God Himself. Baba says that you make me your constant companion. Remember me in every relationship. So every relationship means constantly, all the time. Because you're always with some or the other relation. Sometimes you're with your mother, you're with your father, or your brother, or sister, husband, or wife, or son, mother-in-law, father-in-law, whatever, whoever your relationship is with, whatever it is. So if you may give that thought that my all relationships are with Baba, so Baba becomes like multifold relationships. And you are never alone. So when you are in the company of the highest on high, then you don't need any other company. And that company of the highest on high colors, which means it empowers the soul. It empowers our thoughts, our feelings, our vision, our relationships. It empowers everything. And this is what we experience at the confluence age. And when we say all relationships with Baba, it means our other bodily relationships are also improved. It's not that we discard them. It's not that we just don't accept them. We accept them. For example, you won't tell your wife that you are not my wife. You won't tell the world she's not my wife. Of course she's your wife. He's your husband. So you have to accept, yes, we are husband and wife. But internally, you have the feeling that Baba is my husband of husbands. I remember one instance when one sister came in front of Baba and she told Baba, "Baba, please unlock the lock of my husband's intellect. Baba, please unlock the lock of my intellect, of my husband's intellect." And Baba smiled at him, at her, and he said, "Well, you are in front of the husband of husbands. So remember the husband of husbands, and your husband's intellect, the lock of your husband's intellect will be opened." This is what Baba told her. So she was remembering her husband at that time when she's in front of the husband of husbands. Anyway, but Baba very sweetly told her the remedy. Remember the husband of husbands and your husband's intellect's lock will be opened. So, but when you are in front of Baba, and you should be remembering Baba, no? There was one soul who came in front of Baba and started complaining to Baba, "Baba, I can't do meditation. I can't meditate. Baba, I can't remember you." That was simpler for him. "I can't remember you." Just imagine telling somebody, "I can't remember you." It's a big insult, is it not? Supposing I tell you, "I can't remember you." But that person said it, "Baba, I can't meditate." So which means, "I can't remember you." Meditation is remembering Baba. So what Baba did, he smiled at the child and gave him a very powerful drishti, very powerful drishti. It was so powerful that that soul really melted. And he felt so much power as he took drishti from Baba. And then Baba asked him, "Could you meditate now? Could you remember Baba now?" He said, "Yes, Baba. Oh, very good meditation. I could remember you very well." And then Baba asked him, "How could you remember me now so well, Baba, so well? Why can't you remember otherwise?" You know what he said? Baba, because you were right in front of me. You were right in front of me, then therefore I could remember you very well. So Baba's cave told him, well, you always think that Baba is in front of you. If you always think that Baba is in front of you, then now Baba was in front of you and you could meditate very well. But if you think that Baba is always in front of me, then what will happen? Then there is no question of saying I can't meditate, because Baba is always in front of you. You don't have to really do some penance in order to remember Baba. So that's so simple. And therefore we say that we are constant yogis. Today Baba said you are karma yogis. So what's the meaning of karma yoga? People in the world also say they are karma yogis. But they have a different meaning to karma yoga. They think yoga with the karma. Whatever I am doing, I am in yoga with that. I am concentrating only on that. I remember there was a warden, you know, working in a hospital as a head nurse. And she was a spinster, not married. Quite aged, but she never got married. So I just questioned her, you know, very casually. I said, why didn't you get married? She said, I'm married to my profession. I am married to my profession. And I am a karma yogi. I believe in karma. Marriage is not in my aim. For me, work is worship. And therefore, I worship my work. And I'm married to my profession. Then I said, do you sometimes become unhappy? She said, yes. Do you sometimes feel miserable also? She said, yes, you know, of course, yes, for all the negativity. Then I said, well, if you are so much attached to this karma, but then that karma is sometimes giving you so much sorrow, then in what way is it helping you? She said, but I'm work alcoholic. So I'm like it, I'm intoxicated when I'm just working. But I said, no, this is not real karma yoga. Karma yoga means doing karma with your hands and the remembrance of God. Yoga with God. And when we have yoga with God, while performing actions with our hands, what are we thinking? That we are just instruments in the hands of God. God is working through us. Karan karavanhar. He is getting it done through us. We become the karanhar and he is the karavanhar. He is getting it done through us and we are only instruments. So even if we are working with that consciousness that I am in remembrance of God and that God is working through me. And then after the work is complete, I hand over the fruit or the result to God to decide whether to make it successful or not. I don't think of it. And this is what Baba said in today's Murli, that you are true karma yogis. If you perform action in Baba's remembrance, then you won't commit any sinful actions. Because sinful actions are committed only when you are not in God's remembrance. Because the ego comes, I am doing it. So when one thinks I am a karma yogi, I am married to my profession, or I am a work alcoholic, or I am work is worship for me, then this can cause ego. This can also cause jealousy. This can also cause greed. You know, all the vices will come. And that urge for success, for name, for fame, for some prestige, for some praise will definitely come because you work so hard. And then if somebody by chance tells you, oh, you are so lazy. Supposing you have worked so hard and somebody starts giving you that comment, you are lazy. How will you feel? How can I be lazy? I work so hard and you call me lazy. So I will not like it. I will feel insulted. Because I am so attached to that karma. And I will not like if I get any insult. But if I am doing that karma in Baba's remembrance, with that lightness, and even if somebody tells me you are lazy, but internally I know I'm not lazy. I have my self-respect. I'm easy, no doubt, but I'm not lazy. You know, because in today's world the definition of easy is like lazy. Because if you are easy, people will think he's not doing anything. And he's so lazy. Because if one is really working, he should be stressed. He should be stressed, you know. That is called really working. And if he is not stressed, then they'll think he's lazy. So big difference between easy and lazy, but people today consider easy to be lazy. You know, we always say a good manager is the one who manages very well without being stressed. Because he knows how he has to distribute his work. And everything is working so well and he's so easy. He has managed everything well beforehand. He's far-sighted. And everyone is working under his guidance. So everything is going on well and he's very light and easy. He's giving respect to everyone. He's managing very well and he can stay easy. Why not? That is what we used to see in Dadiji. You know Dadi Prakashmani? We would always see her to be very easy. Of course, so many thousands of centers to look after. So many students, so many Baba's children, so many teachers, surrendered teachers. And once there was a media conference and one media man asked Dadi, Dadi, you have so many centers to look after. How much news must be coming to you? So many problems. How do you stay so easy? How do you stay so easy? So the first question was that, do you get sleep at night? She said, why not? Because people think, oh, 2-3 shops to look after, like somebody has 2-3 companies or 2-3 factories or 2-3 children to look after them. Oh, they think it's a headache, you know. Even one child to look after sometimes seems to be a big headache. Even one child can't be looked after well. Leave aside 3-4 or leave aside 3-4 companies or 3-4 shops or 3-4 whatever people working under them. They become stressed. So when they asked Dadi, Dadi, how do you remain so easy then? She said, I'm only an instrument of God. Very beautifully she replied. I'm only an instrument of God. God is working and He knows best. So, I trust everyone. A very beautiful word she said. I trust everyone. Everyone I trust. Usually why we get stressed out? Because we don't trust anyone. I've given him work, I don't know whether he will do it or not. A big question. I've given him work, I don't know whether he understood what I told him. So whether he will do it or not, whether he understood or not, or sometimes I don't know what will be the result of what he will do. You know, so you're always questioning, you're always having doubts, and that is causing all the stress. But even if something doesn't work well, doesn't matter. Trust that person, he will do it. So in this way you can stay easy. That was what Dadi used to do. And therefore she could be very easy. Many people question us, oh, how do you find time for everything? I said, why not? Whatever you are doing, do that well. Do that well. Usually what we do, we are doing something and then thinking of something else. Doing something else and thinking about something else. And this is what makes us stressed. So whatever you are doing, do that well. Like in a computer, you have to open just one file at a time. If you open many, many files, and then you want the file you want to work in, again, that the whole computer will get hung up, you know, because it doesn't know what to open. You have tried to open so many files. So it will get hung up. Again, you'll have to switch off and then again switch on and again. So why not open just one file? Why do you have to open so many files? Because we are interested in everything. So we are doing something, then we think of something else and go to that and then go to the third, and then everything is so confusing. And that's where we get stressed. But when we say easy, it doesn't mean lazy. You know, lazy people are different. I'll do it tomorrow. Doesn't matter. But Baba says, what you have to do tomorrow, do it today. And what you have to do today, do it now. Because tomorrow never comes. Does tomorrow come? Does it come? What do you think? Why tomorrow doesn't come? Why tomorrow never comes? Because that tomorrow becomes today, no? You can't say that this is tomorrow, can you? Tomorrow never comes because it turns into today. So where's the question of tomorrow? Today is not tomorrow. Somebody very interestingly asked a question that on, you have two files. On one file it is written important, and on the other file it is written urgent. Which file will you open first? Urgent or important? Yes? Urgent or important? Not important? Urgent is more important than important? Huh? Pardon? Urgent is priority. But the question is, why did something become urgent? Because you did not give it importance. You know? Why something becomes urgent? It was actually important. But you did not give it that much importance. That is why it became urgent. Is it right? So nothing is ever urgent. Everything, if it is, it was actually important. But you did not realize its importance. And therefore, you thought it, you made it urgent. And then when it's urgent, you will do it with stress. Important, then you will do it with a responsibility. So why do we get stressed? Because we postpone. We postpone and then make it urgent. So nothing is really urgent. But it is our laziness which makes it urgent. But it's not easiness which makes it urgent. Easy is not lazy. Easy means you are doing everything in its right way, in the right time, in the right manner, with that efficiency, with that concentration. You're giving all your energy in that. But along with giving your energy, you are getting that extra energy from Baba, because you know that you're only an instrument of God. So you become very light and everything which happens so easily. We don't even have to regret afterwards. Or we don't even have to think of it afterwards. Because very often after doing the work we think, I don't know whether it was right or not. I don't know whether I'll get success or not. I don't know whether it will work or not. You know, all these questions come. But if it was done in Baba's remembrance, then it's definitely right. It's definitely good. It's definitely going to give us good results. It's not going to be something which is wrong. And then that makes us easy as well as efficient. And this is called empowering the self. In this way we empower ourselves. So Baba has given us right from morning till night different activities. And in those activities, if we keep Baba in front, then we get empowered so easily. Even when we're eating our food, Baba, you come and eat first. You are offered to Baba. Even drinking water, anything I do, first offer it to Baba. Anything I do. So Baba is remembered first. And then it becomes so easy to do, because Baba will be there as your backbone, always helping you. He has thousands of arms to do. I may have just two hands. So how do we empower ourselves in our systems which we follow during the day, when we are really working as good karma yogis? So karma yoga does not mean being attached to the karma. Karma yoga means hands are doing the actions, but the mind is connected with God. Some people say that if my mind or intellect is not concentrated on what I am doing, I'm remembering Baba at that time, then I can't do the work. Baba says that work may be just 1%. Okay. And 99%? Do we have to use our head all the time in that? You're cooking, you're driving, you are washing, whatever. In that, how much brain have you to use? How much? Do you have to use much brain? Because it's a daily routine. You are doing it every day. It's not a new thing. So which system you are adopting every day, you are doing it every day. So it becomes a routine. No, it's nothing new. So you don't have to use your head in that all the time. And you can definitely remember Baba whilst doing it. Yes, so in some we may need to use our head. You are calculating, because even if one figure is missed out, one number is missed out, it can become a very big mistake, you know. Where you have hundreds of thousands of numbers and you have to calculate, it has to be very, very accurate. You can't be sort of lenient in that. You cannot just not take it hard. You have to work hard on it. So it's okay. You may have some reasons for using your head in that. But then how much do you need to really use your head for? Not much. Okay, 1 hour a day, but what about the rest of the day? Half an hour a day, what about the rest of the day? You're walking, you're jogging, you're exercising. How much head have you to use in that? No. You don't have to. And therefore Baba says, use that time for me. Baba doesn't take all our time. He's in the form, even the Murli, Baba says, I don't tell you to study whole day. How much you need to study? How much time? How much time you have to study? Only 1 hour. In those schools and colleges, universities, they study so many hours. And then so much time after that, they have to have homework, you know what not. Hey, Baba says, just do one hour. 1 hour, that's all, study. But yes, whole day, definitely the churning is there. And in that churning, what are we doing? We are actually empowering ourselves. Doing anything, but also empowering ourselves. Otherwise, how much time and energy is wasted in waste thoughts? In waste thoughts. And Sangam Yoga is so precious. So precious. It is the most precious time in the whole Kalpa. Even in Golden Age, time will not be that much precious, because we are only enjoying there. Just singing, dancing, eating, playing, that's all we are doing. But confluence age is the most precious time for us. And when we understand the importance of this period, when we know the Self, when we know God, when we know what time we are passing through, we know what we have to do and what we don't have to do, when the whole enlightenment is there, so then that life becomes so precious. And also when Baba says, what you do now, you accumulate for 21 births, our life becomes even much more precious. Is music going up? So in this way we make our life precious because we follow all the systems, the principles which Baba has given. Sometimes things are a little bit difficult, but then just leave it to Baba. Don't think that you have to crack your head over it, no need. If you leave it to Baba, I can assure you, you will get an intuition, you will get an instant touching. And that instant touching will work instead of wasting your time in thinking, discussing, thinking too much time or arguing, you know, and wasting your time. You must have heard of a very beautiful example of Archimedes. Archimedes was a big scientist and he was doing some experiment that when you put an object in water, why does it become light? Why does it become, how much weight does it lose when you are putting an object in water? And he couldn't understand. And then one fine day, he jumped into a tub and he just went in it and he became so light. And then he said, it is maybe the weight of that object which was put in the water, that much if you minus, that much minus becomes the weight of that object when put under water. You know, this is a theory in Archimedes' principle, if you have learned science. So he realized, but all the time he was experimenting, it was not working, so he just gave it up. And one day, without even thinking, when he jumped into a swimming pool or a tub, whatever, but he felt that he became light. And his weight also became so light. So what made it light? His own weight, that much was reduced. Something like that, I don't remember the exact words. But then, yeah, that much, the amount of water displaced. So that much lightness comes in that object. So this was a very beautiful theory now how did it come? He had been thinking for hours and hours and hours and hours and days, but could not get it. And all of a sudden, one day, and the very beautiful word, Eureka, 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 I found it. He was having a bath, he had removed all his clothes. He forgot that he had no clothes on. And he came out naked because he got the answer. So how did he get the answer? He gave up. He said, okay, one day the answer will come. And all of a sudden the answer came. It was like an intuition. So Baba also said, if there's too much to crack your head over it, just leave it. Just surrender it to Baba. Baba, you take care. And one day it will come as an intuition to you. So you don't have to waste your time over it. I have had many experiences of this time. Many problems, this problem, that, okay, Baba, you take care. That's why Baba says, use me. How many times Baba says, use me? We sometimes show those dustbins, no? There's waste paper baskets, the dustbins of the road. Use me, use me, use me. What does that dustbin want? It wants all our rubbish, all our garbage. So those garbage cans, they say, use me. So Baba says, whatever garbage there is, anything, just give it to Baba. Use Baba. You know, many people think, oh, why should I use Baba for that? Baba is so holy, so pure. I should only have very pure things for Baba. Why all this rubbish for Baba? But Baba is saying, use me. So use me means anything which is troubling you, anything which is giving you a problem, anything which is making you burdened, give that burden to Baba. Baba, you take care. And how Baba will take care in such a beautiful way. I sometimes give an example. I don't know if that much in the West, but at least in India, when you come out of the train and you have so much luggage, and you can carry all that luggage with you. Now, of course, you have those wheels and you can carry your suitcase. But in earlier days, there were no wheels. You had to carry. So it used to be difficult to carry. So there are coolies, you know, coolies dressed in red clothes, and then they say, give your luggage, I'll carry for you. So one day I gave that luggage to him, one big suitcase he put on his head. He said, give me another one. I had a few, and there were few people of us. He said, give me another one. And I said, how much will he carry? He said, give me, one here, and you know, I don't know how he carried. And I was feeling sorry for him, because he was carrying so much. I said, no, give, I will carry some. He said, no, leave it. But then I told him, give me, so he gave me one. And also it was, not very heavy, but I took it. And I started carrying. And he was running, and I was carrying that. So much behind him, and he was running with all that heavy luggage on his head. And he could have carried even that, no, but I told him, no, I will carry. And I was, behind him, quite a distance behind him. And he would have carried even better. So I asked him, why you were saying, give me? He said, it is not the luggage which is heavy for us. We don't find it heavy. On the contrary, we want to balance. So if I have some luggage here, but not here, then it is difficult because I will be moving this side. So I need here also. Then I can walk straight, I can run straight. So this was his imagination. But we think he is carrying so much luggage, I feel sorry for him. So we think, oh Baba, we give Baba so much problem, so much this. We tell Baba this, we tell Baba that. And there are so many children of Baba, and each one is telling Baba his problem. So such a big problem, headache for Baba. Okay, Baba, I will not tell you my problem. I will solve it myself. Now, which is better? Solve it myself or give Baba? Huh? Because he will not find it a burden. We will find it a burden. For him, everything is so easy. Because he is Trikaldarshi. See, Baba knows the three aspects of time. And these three aspects of time are in front of him as if it is like the present. We see only the present. We don't see the past. We don't see the future. But Baba sees all the three aspects of time. And he knows what is best for me or for anybody else. Therefore, I don't even have to question. I don't even have to have stress. Just give it to Baba and become light. And Baba says, you don't use me, and therefore keep the burden on yourself, and then become stressed. So this also is like disobeying Baba. But it doesn't mean that, okay Baba, you do, I will do nothing. It's not like that too. Baba says, I help those who help themselves. Keep the courage, and I will give you the help. So courage is the first step. Then comes the help. Some say, Baba, I don't even have courage. You give the help, but you also give me courage. Now courage you have to keep, because you have to reap. Baba is not going to reap the fruit of your karma. You have to do the karma. So the karma of courage is at least important. And with that courage comes the determination, what Baba said the other day. So with the courage and determination, you get the strength. And you take one step forward, and then Baba comes 100 steps towards you and gives you the help. And you won't even realize how easy it became, and you could finish that problem so easily. But first step is courage, and then determination, and then the help comes automatically. But we ask for help and determination and courage all from Baba. Then Baba says, this is not karma philosophy. Karma is you take the first step. Okay? And then we'll surely be empowered. Sister Pavitra, you have brought something? Any questions? No. Yes? Okay, maybe they can ask. Huh? You want to sit and question them? Anything you want to ask?
Do you have any question for Srila Ben? Can you come to the front and ask her?
Sister, sometimes it becomes difficult to follow all the principles, especially for Amrit Vela, when we have the official stress, we have long working hours. So, even if we stress out ourselves to get up Amrit Vela, like, you know, the sleep gets disturbed, and then on the next day, work gets disturbed. So how to maintain the balance between the two at those times?
Yeah, I've seen, actually, this is also in our mind, that I need some more sleep. I think even if there are just 2 hours of sleep, good sleep, very deep sleep, it sometimes becomes enough. This is what I believe. Just 2 hours, enough. Baba, just you, another sleep in your lap. And just 2 hours, this can give the sleep of even 6 hours. So in our mind, oh, I did not sleep much. I had so much heavy work, I had to work so hard, you know, I could not rest. And these thoughts make you want to sleep more. I think this is my experience. See what Mama used to do. Mama would sometimes sleep at midnight, but next day she's awake at 5 before 4. And when Mama asked, Mama, you slept so late, and how you woke up so early again? Mama would say, this is my appointment time. This is my appointment time. How can I sleep at my appointment time? And Mama would give an example. Suppose you have to catch a flight which is at 4 o'clock in the morning. What will you do? What will you do? Huh? Will you go to sleep? Doesn't matter if I miss my flight. Doesn't matter if I miss my appointment. No. Appointment time. Flight time. So that time is very important, even if I've slept late. Okay, the next day you can compensate for it. Sleep earlier. No, it's not that every day it's like that. Maybe one day. So if that one day is there, and then even if during the day you have been light, but the thought comes, oh, I didn't sleep much last night. I worked so hard yesterday. I did this, I did that. You know, those thoughts make you heavy. If you don't think, then nothing is there. See, the body is working all 24 hours, let me tell you. Does the body sleep? Your heart is working all 24 hours. Your lungs are working all 24 hours. Your blood circulation, all the systems in the body are working all 24 hours, no? Do they sleep? What if the heart says, I want to sleep for 1 hour? Or the stomach says, I will not digest, I want to sleep for 1 hour. No. It's doing the work all 24 hours. We sometimes think we have to give rest to the stomach. Okay. But what about the heart and the lungs? They are working all 24 hours. They don't need rest. Then who needs rest? Who needs rest? The soul needs rest. Soul is eternal. Yeah? It never dies. So who needs rest? Huh? It's all in the mind. Yes, definitely it's all in the mind. But sometimes, yes, the body is not well. And then, but again, the thought makes it worse. I'm not well today. I'm not well today. I'm not well today. The amount of times you say, I'm not well today, it makes you worse. You know, once Dadi Gulzar gave a very good example. She said, one child said, I've got a stomachache. And actually he didn't have a stomachache, but he didn't want to go to school. So an excuse, I have a stomachache. Okay, the mother gave him medicine. The next day he said, I have a headache. You know, and then now, what thermometer to keep that I have a headache and something the mother can do. So giving excuses all the time. And one fine day when he did really have a headache or a stomachache, mother didn't want to believe. You are giving only excuses. And it's true, if you say, I have a headache, and you don't have a headache. But even by saying that, I have a headache, you'll get a headache. Because the mind was working in that headache, and the headache comes. So we are invoking it. We are invoking, I'm tired. That tiredness is invoked, and definitely you become tired. But just have fixed a good timetable, then I don't think anything is a problem. Okay? And you'll even forget that you didn't have sleep much last night. You'll even forget. It's not going to harm you anyway. Okay?
Thank you, Shilubhan. Any other question?
I do have two questions.
Please put the mic.
Yeah, the first one is that in day-to-day life, we normally say, I do have a choice. And then we say, I don't have a choice. How does that...
You always have a choice, but you don't know what the other choice is. That's why you think you don't have a choice. You always have a choice.
You always have a choice.
Always have a choice.
But you don't
know... For everything. But you don't know it, and therefore you think there's no choice. So you don't know the way out. So that's the art. That is the art. How to find out what is the other choice.
So not knowing.
That's what we say. What is Raj Yoga? It is the art of living. No?
Mm-hmm.
How to live. So how to think. How to speak. How to do. So everything is an art. There's always an art means you know the right way. It becomes an art.
And often in the Murli, Baba says, Purushart, which is effort, making effort.
Purushart,
yeah. And then Pralabh, which is iron,
the fruit.
And then Praptiya, which is obviously the attainment.
Attainment.
When we get into the Satyug.
Attainment is even now. Why Satyug? Even now.
That was my question. How can we feel the attainment?
Attainment means the experience of purity, peace, love, happiness, joy, lightness, Baba's, all treasures. That is attainment.
So that circle goes.
See, of the 21 births, this birth is also attainment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Suppose the attainment is a subtle way, and those attainments will be in a physical way. Here the attainments are more because we know where the knowledge of three aspects of time. There we won't have the knowledge, we'll just have the attainments.
Is that what is Jivan Mukti?
Jivan Mukti means liberation in life. So even now we are liberated in life. No sorrow. What's the difference between silence and peace? Actually, it depends what you want to keep first. You want to keep peace first or silence first? Silence can be taken even externally. When there's no sound, it is silence. That silence can help you to get peace. And inside, when there is peace, then there is silence. So it can both be taken in that way. So the land, Paramdham is a land of silence. So it's a land of silence because there's no sound. But it is also Shanti Dham, peace world. But both go together. The Hindi word is only one, Shanti. There are no two words. In Hindi, it's just Shanti for silence as well as for peace. So it depends on what you take. You know, there was once an example. One is trust and the other is faith. So what comes first, trust or faith? When you have faith, then you trust, or when you trust, you have faith?
Faith
leads to trust. or trust leads to faith. Faith leads to trust. See? When you have faith, then you trust. When you trust, then the faith comes. No? So both go together, no? That is why silence and peace go together. You can take it either way. Pardon? Yeah, some say joy, khushi. So these are different words. You play with words. You can play with words, but of course what is needed is experience. So I felt so silent inside, so peaceful inside. So both go together. Okay? Yes, anything else? You have a question or you want to share an experience?
No, I will. You have to wait. Let me tell you that. Surprise.
Surprise.
I wanted to check with you. Some experiences of with Brahma Baba or Mama you had with the, because our yajna has grown so much over the period of such long period of time. We are in 2017 and you came in 2016. So if you can some kind of briefly give us times of Mama and Didi and Dadi Prakashman. If some brief,
yes.
If you can give us just glimpses.
Well, of course, the yajna has grown from nothing to everything. Yes, definitely it has grown. It is my fortune. Yeah. I know, but then what the yajna was during Baba Mama's time. But Baba used to say many things. Children, so many children will come, you'll have centers abroad, you'll do this, you'll do that. There'll be a queue from Mount Abu, Tabu Road, and Mount Abu will become well known in the world. So we used to wonder, how will it happen? So whatever Baba said during Sakar times is now happening. So as it's happening, we are realizing how true Baba's words were. And we say, how even the Murlis which we are receiving, they are so much, contemporary, means it is valid at this time. When Baba must have spoken, it used to be something like an imagination. Supposing Baba would say, children, so many children will come, you'll have a queue from Mount Abu to Abu Road. We used to wonder how. But now we have a big complex in Shantivan. When brothers sisters come from Shantivan to Mount Abu, it is every fourth car is Baba's children's cars. Supposing I go down to Shantivan, I notice when the cars are coming up, Baba's children, every second or third or fourth car is Baba's children coming up the mountain with Shiva Baba's flag. So may not be walking up the mountain, but at least in a vehicle. So it's true that how what Baba had said, it's coming true. Baba would say that children, this knowledge will go abroad, and the children living abroad, they will like this knowledge, they like the Trimurti, they will like the cycle, they like the Kalpa tree, they will like it very much. And we are saying how you are like it, no? In every center, there are such beautiful pictures of the Kalpa tree, of the cycle, of all these pictures with which you explain Gyan to others. And we used to wonder, how would it be possible? Baba would say that the double foreigners will come and awaken the Kumbhakarnas of Bharat. We used to wonder, how will they awaken the Kumbhakarnas of Bharat? And now we are saying, yes. When visitors come to Mount Abu, they come to Baba's home, they ask the double foreigners, oh, are you vegetarian? And they say, yes, we are vegetarian. Really? You live a pure life? Yes, yes, we live a pure life. And these people are surprised, because they can't follow the principles, and double foreigners following the principles is definitely a big surprise for them, and their eyes are open. They say, if these can follow, why can't we? So that's how the Kumbhakarnas of Bharat are awakened. Because what they think is that they know everything. They have read the scriptures, they have so many gurus and this and that, they know everything. And because they think they know everything, they don't want to listen. And here the double foreigners, they are so thirsty to get the true knowledge, the spiritual knowledge, and therefore when they get it, they bring it in their practical life. So automatically the Bharatvasis, they are surprised how they are doing everything in a practical way and we are not, because the ego is stopping them. Really. But then Baba says again that those who are to take Jnana, those who took Jnana in the last Kalpa, they will take it. So we are seeing that this expansion is not something strange. Baba has already said it earlier, has said it. And now what Baba had said it is happening. Baba talks about destruction. So when Baba spoke about destruction, many would say, oh Baba, how will it be possible? How will it be possible? And now nobody will say, how will it be possible? Today is the 10th, no? There's a big from North Korea. Today a big threatening from North Korea to America. Today is the date, no? Today. That they want to throw a hydrogen bomb on the United States. So big threat from North Korea. So much tension. And if anything happens, even one, the world war will begin. Anything can happen. And whoever is, wherever, will have to be there. Everything will come to a stop. It can happen. But Baba says they are waiting. They're all ready. But when Baba spoke these murlis, at that time it wasn't visible. And now it is. Now no questions. How will it be? How will it be? It is happening. At the beginning in 1936, there was nothing of such sort. But Baba gave visions. And on the basis of those visions of destruction, how children came running to Baba and surrendered themselves to Baba because they saw vision of destruction. And then they said, next Diwali will not come. Next Diwali will not come. And 81 Diwalis have passed. After that, 81 Diwalis. No? Now we are celebrating 83rd Diwali. No? 36 if we say, then 2018 will be 83rd. No? 82nd, 83rd Diwali. But at that time, if Baba would not have said it, then how would the sisters have surrendered themselves? They wouldn't. And we wouldn't have such a big yagya today. So whatever Baba said today, everything is taking a practical shape. We are seeing it. So this is giving us a great joy. It's nothing surprising for us. It is a great joy that whatever Baba had said is happening practically. So this is giving us joy. Okay, Rajesh Bhai? This is in brief.
One more question. Someone raised the hands. No?
But anyone has an experience. That
yeah,
how
you can come to share your
surrendered,
experience.
He surrendered or she surrendered to Baba, but gave the problem to Baba and how Baba solved it so easily.
Okay, I'll share one experience and then I'll ask a question. The experience is when I was new in the knowledge, one of my friend was...
You can keep your book down, no need to hold.
One of my friend was searching for data in the flash drive, in the data drive, and he couldn't get the data out of it because he didn't use that flash drive, the pen drive, for maybe 2-3 years. And he was trying to search the data. And he asked me, he needs the data from somewhere else, from some source. And I tried to search, I tried to get it from my friends, I couldn't get it. So my friend tried that flash drive 10 or 20 times, nothing was there inside it. So out of a sudden I just thought, Baba, do something, what is this? Just after 1 minute, within a minute, I got a call from my friend that he used the flash drive again and everything was there inside. So that was like wonderful experience.
Yes, it's a wonderful experience. Baba, it's now you have to do, you have to look after Baba, you have to take care. And immediately how the work is done, just you give to Baba and Baba does it. It's wonderful. I'm sure many of you must be getting such experiences. Very good.
So that was like a magical moment. The question is, see, we experience Baba's love every day, every time, most of the time when we are in yoga. But when we come for Milan, the meeting, sometimes it happens that we can't connect. It gives a bit of disappointment that we have come so long.
I think it is not disappointment, it is over expectation.
Okay.
Over expectation shouldn't be there. Be ready for anything. Be ready for anything. And that being ready is the right thing. Not over expect. Don't expect miracles. Baba doesn't do miracles. Baba gives us deep knowledge which we have to understand and absorb and become the embodiment of. So, because over expectation is one of the reasons.
Okay.
Keep a blank page. Open space, open book. Understand? And the experience which we can get here cannot be had anywhere else. That you should take. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. So in place of expectation, we should have acceptance.
Yes. And then go deep into that acceptance, and then the experience will come. Expectations are like, you know, flying, trying to fly in the air without any base. Understand?
Why not?
Just I am 2 years. Yeah, just the first time we must be. Yesterday we went to see the Dilwala temple, because Baba sometime explained about the Dilwala temple.
Mm-hmm.
I go around, look around, I didn't get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I go each one of yogi's statue, and I didn't get nothing. I said, Baba, what do you say? I didn't understand nothing about that. Can you explain me? I always thought about that. This morning I wait for the bus coming to here. So one brother is coming close to me. He said, hello, how are you? So just talking. Then I say, yesterday I went to see the Nirvana temple. I didn't get nothing. So what do you mean that? He explained very good. Amazing, I have a good experience about all yogis open the heart and making dhyana, tapasya. That he explained about that. Then he explained about the Brahma Baba making tapasya. He created his kingdom and all the forces, Mahavir and Os, Strider, and that's amazing explanation. I get it. That was answered just by getting here. That's a good experience.
So you got the answer.
Yeah, I get the answer.
So, Om Shanti Shilubin. Yesterday I met a senior Brahmin and she told me Brahma Baba is already born. So why, on what basis that she, does she
you?
Say that?
Who told you?
One of the senior Brahmins who has been in many years, who has been many years in Gyan.
Why do people say that? Again, own imagination. Until there's some message, there is some, Baba himself says, we should not take him. These are all different forms of Maya sometimes. Once somebody sent a message, I don't know, that Baba has come in me, and then telling this, that now Baba will work through me and not through this one, and you know, everything will change. So, all Maya. And we found out what it was. It was how that one sister, she had all made up everything. She had made up everything. And many thought, how is Baba saying this, you know? It was all made up story. It was one brother who had fabricated all that and made a sister, encouraged a sister to say like that. And then both had actually attachment with one another. And then how we found it was all Maya. All Maya. So don't be caught up in all these things. Maya tries its different ways. So we have to be very, very careful. Yeah. Unless you get some news from the headquarters, don't accept otherwise. unless Dadiji writes, Nevebai writes, that's official. Then only accept, not otherwise. Okay?
Thank you.
Taking birth means the soul has to take birth of Krishna, and Krishna is not born yet.
Thank you for your clear response.
That part is not over yet. Mm. And Baba says you will continue to study till the end. So we are still students, we are still studying.
Okay, any other question or sharing experience? Everybody loves Shilu Ben's class. Don't want to go to lunch.
Om Shanti. I came from Canada. I'm sharing my experience because my wife is following for 4 years. So Ranjini sister came from South India, Madras. She gave a class. Then Uma sister came. And she asked me to come just to take a 1 day class. I said, no, I'm not interested. I don't want to come, you know. She said, just come 1 day. If you are likely, take it. Otherwise, you don't follow up the 7 day course. So the first day of Uma sister class, I surrendered. The first day. I am only for one year and 6 months, you know. That's why I am very happy to hear all these things from Baba and all these things, you know. I am very happy.
Yes. Okay. So now you feel that what you are really looking for, yes. You found it. Very good. Very good.
Okay.
Okay.
Question, sharing experience, close.
Finish. Huh?